A new bill aims to give women-owned small businesses more opportunities to win federal contracts. The Women's Small Business Procurement Parity Act would help agencies meet the goal of awarding 5% of all contracts to women-owned small businesses. And it would help ensure that women get a fair shot at growing their businesses and creating jobs. For more, we turn to Christy Arslan. She is Executive Director of Women Impacting Public Policy. Hi, Christy.
Hi, how are you?
So first of all, give us some numbers. How much money is awarded to women-owned small businesses when you look at the entire government contracting pie?
Well, there's only 0.01% of all federal contracting dollars are given to women-owned small businesses. It's a significantly small percent. They're missing at least $4 billion annually in contracting opportunities. And the federal government has never met its goal of awarding 5% of contracts to women-owned small businesses. And that goal was enacted by legislation over 20 years ago.
So the goal is 5%, and they're missing it by 100%, in other words.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, what is it in the law? There's been a discrepancy, I guess, with respect to the regulations regarding women-owned small businesses and all of the other classes of contractors that have special treatment.
Well, the Women-Owned Small Business Program was created in 2001, but it took them 10 years to actually implement the program. The program was not implemented until 2011, and the goal of that program was that there was such a disparity in contracts being awarded to women-owned small businesses that they wanted to ensure that there was an opportunity for women to get access to federal government contracting. And so since 2011, we've had this Women-Owned Small Business Procurement Program, but the program, unlike other programs for veterans and other disadvantaged businesses, does not have the opportunity of what's called sole source authority. So right now, contracting officers, in order to be able to award a contract under this program, need to find two women-owned small businesses that can qualify and compete for the contract. As you know, we're still trying to educate and get women-owned small businesses prepared and the capacity to contract. And so with sole source authority, it would allow a contract officer to say, here I have one qualified small business owner who's a woman-owned small business in this particular NAICS code that can do this work. I can give them this contract under sole source authority.
Because sole source authority exists, for example, for Native Alaska-owned corporations, doesn't it?
It exists for them. It exists for veterans. It exists for other disadvantaged businesses. It exists for HubZone. It exists for 8A. So all of the set-aside programs in the federal government have sole source authority, except for the Women-Owned Small Business Program. So really the focus of this legislation, which is S-2481, the Women's Small Business Procurement Parity Act, is to provide parity for the Women-Owned Small Business Contracting Program.
Now, let me ask you a question, and that, what you just said, is perhaps part of the answer, but why are small businesses that are run by women different from any other small businesses?
Well, again, women business owners are growing at one of the fastest rates than any small businesses. But again, we find for some reason that there is a big disparity in terms of contracting opportunities. One of the reasons is that the Women-Owned Small Business Program is only available for certain NAICS codes. A study was done in 2007 to determine which areas of the NAICS codes or industries where there was underrepresentation of women. That study has never been redone. So there was only a small percentage of NAICS codes that were available for the Women-Owned Small Business Program to exist in. One of the items we're asking for in this legislation is that we redo this disparity study, which is set to be redone not until 2017, but we redo it now to ensure that women are getting access to contracts in different industries across the federal government.
But didn't the SBA just last year or maybe the year before change the size requirements for lots of categories, and there was some dispute over whether they included enough categories that women-owned businesses in, and they redid it after that?
They did, but we also we're very happy to hear we have a new administrator, Administrator Contreras-Sweet, and she has been made as part of her priorities a commitment to redoing this study as well as providing sole source authority for the women-owned small business program, so supporting sole source authority. So we're moving in the right direction, but we do still have a significant disparity in terms of the number of women-owned businesses that have access to federal government contracts.
And of that 0.19% that actually get the small business contracts, tell me a little bit about these firms. I mean, where are they? What do they do? What are these women like?
Well, Women Impacting Public Policy is an organization for women business owners, and many of our women business owners are looking at contracting as a growth opportunity for their business. So we do a significant amount of education for our women to get them ready. And we have a large number of women who are contracting with the federal government. And I can tell you, they're from all industries across the sector: cybersecurity, management consultant, program management. It's an array of businesses, and these women are prepared, they're organized, their business is doing well, and they bring a real contribution to the federal government in terms of their skill sets. And so we feel that the goal should be, especially considering that women's small businesses are growing, that we should make a concerted effort to do more, but the federal government should do more business with small business women.
And of course, there's a lot of women-owned construction companies, too, that I think the federal government is looking at. We're speaking with Christy Arslan. She's Executive Director of Women Impacting Public Policy. And so this might be an unanswerable question, but suppose suddenly 5% of contracting dollars were opened up to women-owned small businesses. Are there enough of them in the United States to absorb 5% of federal contracting?
Definitely. There are currently 8.6 million women-owned small businesses in the United States as of 2013. It's doubled since 1987, and we continue to grow. We had some great success yesterday, or this week on Wednesday. The Senate Small Business Committee, under the leadership of Senator Cantwell, hosted a big hearing and released a new report on women entrepreneurship and the barriers they face. And a key component of that report was to ensure that women-owned small businesses are getting equal access to federal contracts. Over 250 women attended that hearing. The room was standing room only. And so we can see the importance of this. Again, federal government contracting is a great growth strategy for women-owned small businesses. Contracting with your state, local, federal government is a great opportunity, and we want to be sure that women have equal access to that opportunity than all other businesses.
So tell us about the movement of this legislation. I mean, it's just been introduced in the Senate, but is there any sign that the House could support it as well?
The House has actually passed the legislation already, so we are moving at full speed ahead. We had a great champion under Congresswoman Jackie Speier from California, who had introduced the legislation in the House, and it actually passed as an amendment to the National Defense Reauthorization Act, the NDAA bill. So it has passed the House. So our job now is to get it past the Senate. Senator Jeanne Shaheen is our champion in the Senate, as well as Senator Cantwell, and we have 7 co-sponsors already. So the big goal is to educate senators and their staff about the issue here, encourage their support of the legislation, and we're hoping to get it passed this year.
And just while we have you, what about military side, DOD contracting? Is there any difference in the percentage of dollars that go from DOD versus the civilian agencies?
Well, there are report cards. SBA's role is, their responsibility is to keep agencies accountable to meeting their contracting goals, particularly the 5% goal for women. And they do report cards. And unfortunately, some agencies do better than others, and DOD and DOE, the Department of Energy, are unfortunately on the bottom of the list in terms of their ability or what their goals are in terms of meeting women-owned small business contracting goals. And so we are putting some pressure on SBA to help try and keep those agencies that are at the bottom of the list accountable to meeting their goal and doing better every year.
Who's at the top of the list?
I don't have that information in front of me, but I know SBA is one of the top agencies.
Of course, they don't buy anything, so.
Well, they do goods and services, so things like programming, technical assistance. They do contracts for technical assistance programs. They have a lot of entrepreneurial assistance programs. We have many women who win contracts and grants from them for to provide technical assistance, goods and services, so program management and other types of items. GSA is also doing very well in terms of their goals for women-owned small business. But, you know, one of the largest contractors is DOD and DOE. And so those two agencies, particularly the Department of Defense, issue a significant number of contracts. So we want to try and level the playing field and get women-owned small business access to those contracts.
And what about the federal strategic sourcing initiatives, which have been kind of panned by many small businesses each time one comes out, like for office supplies? Now there's the JanSan that has been awarded. What's your thought about whether those are helpful or harmful to women-owned small businesses?
Well, Women Impacting Public Policy is concerned about the Federal Strategic Sourcing Initiative. We understand the goal. We understand the need to want to try and be more efficient and save money. But our concern is at what impact does this do to small business access to federal contracts? We are part of a new coalition called the Common Sense Contracting Coalition, which is looking at FSSI and what its impact is on small business, particularly as you mentioned cleaning products. We've talked to a number of both small businesses and women-owned firms saying that they're being sort of locked out of contracting opportunities due to strategic sourcing, and that the competition level in contracts in those industries that are designated for strategic sourcing has dwindled exponentially. And so we're really taking a hard look at this. We want lawmakers as well as the SBA to really evaluate this and this impact. We understand the goal, but we need to look at the offset here. You know, efficiency and cutting costs, we can do that by looking at having a competitive process with small business contractors. So we just have to look at the balance here. So we do have some concerns and are monitoring that program.
Christy Arslan is the Executive Director of Women Impacting Public Policy. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.